This is Spotlight, WMFE's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. The Spotlight is on now. Singer Cece Tenille is celebrating her 20th anniversary as a soul and blues performer. As part of that celebration, she's spotlighting other Orlando residents who support the performing arts. Her September 17th show at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts Steinmetz Hall is called Icons. It stands for Inspiring and Celebrating Orlando's Notable Servants of the Arts Community. Cece Tenille tours internationally with her band Soul Commotion, spelled K-A Motion, performing an Aretha Franklin tribute. She joined me from a cruise ship off Quebec to explain the idea behind Icons.
I feel like a lot of focus is placed on the arts, but there's so many people that are behind the scenes that make the arts come to life that are not necessarily performers and entertainers. There's creatives, there's philanthropists, there's programmers. And I wanted to call some names to highlight people that had not only made my career easier and called my name in rooms that I was not in, but also people that had just been transformational, that's the word I want to use, in diversity, inclusion, and just really putting the arts, putting that at the forefront of the arts, if that makes sense. So, you know, people like Miss Angelica Sanchez, who is a Pulse survivor, but also has made a safe space for the LGBTQIA plus community to have a live music space, have a space where they perform. You know, people like Mr. Grant Pracer with Orlando Opera, who wanted to bring a highlight to how Black and Brown people are treated in the opera world, their experiences both on and off the stage. So I wanted to highlight people that noticed that there was a deficiency and wanted to push the envelope on making those things right and also highlighting the arts at the same time.
You mentioned the woman who is the Pulse survivor who has the safe space for music. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Angelica is a transgendered woman. She has been performing in Orlando for a number of years, and Pulse was actually her home base. She was there performing on the night that, you know, the terrible incident happened in the bathroom. And she really, you know, just kind of was motivating people. And that's who she is. She is the person that can bring people together. Once she, you know, had gotten comfortable in nightclubs again, she started this live music thing because she can sing. She's a singer. She's an entertainer. And she started this safe space for all people to come perform with a live band, and she deserves to be highlighted for the things that she has accomplished and the things that she will accomplish, because this is just the beginning.
When people come to see your show, what are they going to see?
I'm asking everybody to dress formal, because we don't get enough opportunities to have on our gowns, you know, get our hair done and get our makeup done. We don't get a lot of opportunities to do that. And then as far as the stage, you're going to see a powerhouse vocalist. There's going to be a 45-piece orchestra, a 40-piece choir, a 5-piece band. You're going to see music, hear music that will make you feel good. The show is hosted by former Miss America, Erica Dunlap. And it's going to be a star-studded event with talent on the stage. We have everything from Tina Turner all the way to Prince.
And some Aretha Franklin?
Yes. But that's expected, right? Aretha, when you say Cece Tenille, and you expect me to do Aretha because that's what I do. So I will have a little Aretha, but I also wanted to show my heart to the city. So some songs are very meaningful. It shows direct appreciation to the people of Orlando who, you know, always supported me and made me feel like I was their celebrity.
What do you want people to take away with them from the performance?
I want people to take away, oh gosh, so I don't want to get too deep, but I feel like after everything that we've gone through in the last few years, with the pandemic, with, you know, social and racial injustice, I really want people to leave this show with peace, love, joy, and hope. And I hope that we have selected the songs that are going to make people feel like that. The audience is going to be diverse. The audience is going to be filled with love. And so I want people to leave with love. Music is the universal language. It is the one thing that if you play in the key of C in Brazil, it's still the key of C in, you know, in London. And I want people to understand and take away that with love, with music, we can unify and spread love. And if we would just do that and use music to do that, the world would be a better place.
That was Cece Tenille. Her show Icons is September 17th at Steinmetz Hall. Spotlight is a production of 90.7 WMFE News. Editorial guidance this week from Latoya Dennis. Support for Spotlight comes from our listeners. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening.